Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't censor myself or hold my tongue. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different, especially for the feminists that like to listen to the show. Today, I am honored to have this guest today. His name is Dick Masterson. He is a self-proclaimed master chauvinist. And he preaches that chauvinism is a good thing. Mr. Masterson, how are you doing today?
Louis B., what's going on? I'm doing great.
You're damn right.
Chauvinism is a great thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's a great thing for men, mm-hmm. And it's a great thing for women. How about that?
Why is it a great thing for women?
Well, I'll tell you something about women. They already don't like doing any work. And what's the first thing about being a chauvinist is I don't trust women to do anything. So everybody wins, man. I get to do everything right, and women can just take a back seat and enjoy the view. You know, they can look pretty, but they don't have to lift a finger. I think everybody wins.
I hear you, because I think it's just hilarious when I see a female officer, because, I mean, of course she's going to have to use the gun to subdue any man. That's a given. And that's only if that man is unarmed already.
It's funny. I'll be watching an episode of Cops, right? Or one of these reality shows, like the police women of Broward County or Maricopa County or something. And I swear to God, when I see an episode of Cops, I'm thinking, oh boy, this criminal, this crazy, cracked out maniac is going to get his ass kicked by these cops. Awesome. But when I see a female officer get up there, I'm thinking, okay, which one of these idiots is going to do something stupid first? Is this chick going to try to take down a guy that's three times her size with no training, by the way, because you can train a chick to fight. But guys grow up fighting, man.
I know. I mean, it's
you can't
like I know. I mean that. I mean, hey, I grew up having to face down five guys at the same time. I mean, if that don't toughen you up, I don't know what does. I mean, you know, growing up the fat kid in Brooklyn, man. You know, shit, I was destined to fucking throw down. So, well, my first question is, you know, we could get as deep as you want. Who is Dick Masterson?
Well, I'll tell you something. I think Dick Masterson is that little voice inside every real man's head that when he hears a woman going on and on about equality, when he sees a woman screwing up, it's that little voice in him that just goes, ah, you know, of course. Of course they're doing it wrong. Of course they're screwing it up. Of course things got messed up because there was no man around here to get the job done. But Dick Masterson is that little voice in every guy's head that knows not to listen to directions from a woman. He's that little voice in every guy's head that says, oh, man, you know, we're giving out some responsibilities at work. We're going to give, we got to give it to the girls here. They got to have a task too. But when they're done with it, I'm going to go review it. I'm going to make sure they did it right because they never do. That's who Dick Masterson is, man. It's the voice in everybody that knows exactly what's going on. It's the unspoken truth that men are better than women at everything.
Is it
and
because,
we all know it.
Sorry. Is it the fact that women are more ruled by their feelings and not by logic?
Well, it's definitely true. I don't think anybody would disagree with you for saying that. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it. I think that a lot of it has to do with motivation too. You know, you look at your average woman. She's got no reason to do anything.
Right.
It's not like a man does anyway. You know, if you can put your back on a bed and spread your legs for cash, why would you bust your ass for 80 hours a week to do anything, you know?
Right.
Why would you become a rock star if you could just tramp it up a little bit, if you could just put on a short skirt, walk down to the nearest bar and get some attention? You wouldn't. Women have no reason to do stuff. So why would they?
Well, yeah, that is true. I mean, if I could quote personal guru of mine, since you're on the at the left coast over there, the West Coast, you've probably already heard of a Mr. Tom Likas.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah.
And obviously, I grew up with that guy.
So, he says, men, you know, men are willing to put in the time and the effort to get what they want. And women just go to college to get their MRS degrees.
Absolutely. I think women just get careers because they think it's like a fun hobby. You know, they all come into the job force. They get in some profession where they can sit behind a computer and
right.
make a lot of friends and talk about what they're going to have for lunch. But they don't want it like we do. You know, women don't have this desire to make their name known throughout time. Like men do. And that makes all the difference.
I hear you. So, you already said that you you grew up listening to Tom Likas. But what inspired you to take up the cause of chauvinism?
You know what's funny, man? I thought everyone would agree with me. I thought everyone knew this. I still do think everyone knows this. Because even the most like radical feminist
right.
men... can do a better job being feminist than women.
Well, it's kind of funny you mentioned that because I saw this video, What a Real Feminist Looks Like, and you see, what's his name? That fat director, Rob, I forgot his name.
Rob Reiner,
there you go. He's like, I'm a real feminist. And I'm thinking, dude, don't you know what feminists actually do to us guys? I mean, what are your thoughts on feminism as a whole?
You know, feminism is a great way to sell shirts, I think. When it comes down to it, women love talking about themselves. You know, has there ever been, like, a great feminist inventor? Has there ever been a great feminist who innovated something that improved everyone's quality of life? No, they just bitch about everything.
Oh, well, I mean, they did innovate the lie. Feminists sure know how to fucking spin a tale. And get
no, they're very good about that.
They sure know how to, you know, piss off other women for no reason. In fact, going on feminism, did you hear about this slut parade that they had in Toronto?
I did not. No, what's up?
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you the story. A Toronto police officer said the best way to prevent from not getting raped is to not dress up like a slut, which to me makes a whole bunch
Whoa,
of sense.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's shocking, right? Shocking.
Exactly.
The poor guy. That,
yeah.
That poor guy for saying that.
Exactly. I mean, it's
because he's going to get hung up by his balls.
Oh, he did.
For something that go ahead.
No, he sure did. So the response was all these women, and this was actually made in another blog. I should say I'll email you the article. But most of the women that were marching that were so offended that, oh, we should be free to dress up as sluts and all that, that we're gonna take back the word sluts and turn it into something positive, were mostly fat middle-aged bitches. And they were so offended. Yep. They were so offended. Yet these same women will get offended if a guy like me or you starts staring at them. If, you know, hey, there's some women that look good dressed up as sluts. I personally love a slut. You know, it means less work for me.
You know,
less,
I agree with them.
Yeah.
I agree with them, man. A lot of parts of the feminist agenda I agree with put out. All the time. Isn't that one of the things that they believe in? That's been my experience.
Yeah.
They're all sluts. Mm-hmm. They love it. They want to get down and dirty. I'm on board with all of that.
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that they march is like, oh, well, he shouldn't have said that. And then they made the point saying, oh, well, since all these women were dressed up as sluts, not one person was raped during the parade. Yeah, because there were 50 billion other people watching each other's back. It's like, duh. I mean, part of me wished that somebody would have gotten raped and really gotten raped in the middle, and everybody was just staring all slack-jawed, not knowing what to do.
What are you going to call? A man?
Well...
But, you know, it worked.
Officer Obvious comes up.
And then
up,
you get a
like,
man to take you home.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, the thing that I've noticed, and you probably have noticed this, is, you know, when especially since the weather's getting warmer here in New York, chicks go nuts, man. They start dressing. They forget to put on bras. They're looking really nice and hookerish, and you know that's how Daddy likes it. But when they catch you staring.
Yeah. I love it, man. This is at LA out here. The short shorts. As soon as it hits spring, 2 weeks before Easter every year, boom, those shorts cannot get high enough.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. We got another caller here. Hold on.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Who's calling from New York?
You motherfucker.
Oh, it's goddamn.
I've been trying to get in on the fucking conversation. You fucking hold me on mute?
Yeah, because you're not fucking worth it, you fucking guinea. What the fuck you want?
I want to contribute.
All right, so fucking contribute. Stop being stop complaining like a bitch.
Okay.
Jesus.
Like I never heard of you. I, you know, my the host over here told me about you, so it's a pleasure to meet you. Now the first thing,
what?
Don't take this to offense. You really believe in what you say?
Absolutely, man. Which part do you want to call attention to?
No, I'm just saying in general because I'm not trying to get at you. I'm just saying that nowadays there's a lot of people that play both sides. You know what I'm saying? For example, like, not just you. I'm just saying in general. For example, like liberals. You know how liberals are always like, yeah, we need to help people of color, but they're the ones fucking black people the most?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So in this case, are you trying to help men? Are you trying to pump up the feminists? What is it like? Not to get too personal, but what would be your true motivation?
You know what, man? This is the problem. This is what's going on here. And Louis B. he brought up a point that's got to do with it. So this poor bastard who says, hey, you know what, everybody? In order to not get raped, don't dress like a slut and walk around in some shitty place, piss drunk with all your whore friends. Maybe start there. He can't say that. That's common sense, man. For guys like me and you and Louis, that is common sense shit. That cannot be said. That's horrible, man. It's this world that we're in right now. It's offensive, and sometimes it's illegal to say shit that is common sense that everyone should know, but that not everyone does. This other guy, the president of Harvard, mm-hmm. he came out and said, you know what, guys? Maybe guys can do math better than women. What's wrong with that?
Unless you're Winnie Cooper from the Wonder Years.
Yeah, unless you're Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years.
You couldn't make a fucking more recent fucking reference. I mean,
dude,
come on,
she's the only.
We're like 5 years old.
Yeah, but that's how fucked up women are. That's the only female mathematician that I know. It's like, what the fuck? The only one I probably know is, I'm probably making up the name right now, what, Beatrice Gertrude III? You know, she's 98 years old. She hasn't given a blowjob, you know, since, you know, fucking, fuck. I don't know. This, some old president was in.
You could have just named any 10-year-old Asian girl from downtown Manhattan. You would have had a fucking mathematician.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to be Captain Obvious with the joke.
All right, fine.
Hey, well, here's the thing. I just want guys to know that we're all thinking it, and I want somebody to say it out loud. Somebody who's not afraid to get death threats, who's not afraid of women, you know, biting his dick off in his sleep. I want there to be a guy like that for people. Because we're all thinking this shit to some degree. And I'll tell you something about guys.
Yeah.
We're going to be all right. Because we're always going to be able to work. We can always keep our shit together when women can't. So the only real advice I have is, don't get fucking married. Don't get married, because you will get fucked every time and you don't get anything out of it.
Mm. Yeah,
Can I make some points on that? That
was actually going to be one of my questions. Should men avoid marriage? If so, why?
Can I make a point on that? Because I do taxes.
Sure.
I also want to talk about the tax ramifications of making babies in marriage. They've actually talked about that. It's going down as far as marriages and this and that. Because the reason is as soon as you make that kid with that chick, that kid becomes the lotto ticket for that woman. Because as far as tax purposes, it's not even funny how much she benefits from having the kids. It's like thousands and thousands of dollars in her pocket. So much so that if she has a job that's about like 20 grand and lower, she doesn't have to have no federal income tax taken out. She still gets money back. And she can receive public assistance that's non-taxed and child support, which she doesn't even have to declare as income. So imagine. That's the point right there. Like you said, you get into marriage, it's like, boop, 18 years of fucking child support and alimony or anything else. And this
and
is why
the
dudes are just, that's what I'm saying. I think this is why guys are just giving up. Because I know, I work at a tax office. These chicks come in with their kids, and it's like fucking lotto tickets.
Yeah.
But for some kids, it's a scratch-off. Because, you know, I myself am a victim of this. I know what it feels like, and it's just disgusting. I'm telling you, these chicks, they know what they're doing. So they get 2-3 guys. They get these suckers. They get food stamps and anything else that they need, non-taxes, not declared as income. Plus, they're getting extra money from them, child support. And whatever bullshit income they make is not even taxable. And they still get the 4-5 up to 9-10,000 I've seen in my office. We've given out checks of 9-10 grand. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, imagine, come here, where's your ID? Sign over there.
Hey, and there's no stopping them.
Nope.
There is no stopping these chicks because they will find a sucker. Just let's all make sure and not be that guy.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was actually, I mean, going back to Tom Likas, man, because I listen to a lot of his stuff that's on YouTube just to protect my damn neck. You know, they were talking about false paternity fraud and how that shit is, how is that legal? I mean, I did a show about paternity fraud, and none of these chicks go to jail. And if you don't contest it in a certain amount of time, you're stuck. Even if the kid ain't yours. Or how some chicks will just lie saying you're the baby daddy. And if you even dare question if the kid is yours, it's like you just called her a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Oh, did I mention it's uncensored?
I got that. I picked that up. What that tells me is that society expects women to behave like that. We don't punish them for behaving like that because deep down, everybody, and I mean everybody in charge, everybody who's writing the laws, everybody who's enforcing them knows that women pull this crazy shit and that that's just what they do. You know, you can't yell at a dog for pissing in the house if you didn't train it properly.
Exactly.
We got all these women running around making shit up because no one trained them properly. What are you going to do?
Yo, look yeah. for example, you know that chick that claimed rape against those lacrosse players back in 06?
Yeah, Crystal Magnum. I was about to bring that up. What do you think of Crystal Magnum, the false rape accuser that
who's
destroyed...
Who's now a killer.
Yeah, who murdered her boyfriend now. I mean, I made the point
yeah,
that... I made
the point. Stabbed him, right? What did she do with her boyfriend?
Yeah, she stabbed him.
Nice.
But the thing is, I have to blame the guy that died, too, because, I mean, there's a history of this bitch being crazy. I mean, her last boyfriend, she almost killed her own damn kids burning up this motherfucker's clothes. And she got arrested for that. And she wasn't in jail for that then for attempted murder. Yet now she's with some other dude. She stabs him. He dies. I mean, but the thing is, I mean, what? You don't know how to Google? I mean, I Google every bitch I'm with.
You know what, man? And I'll tell you something about crazy chicks. They're proud of it. You sit down with a crazy chick for 10 minutes, and she will tell you every crazy fucking thing she's done, like she won the Olympics. She'll be, oh, you know that whole false rape, Duke lacrosse thing? Yeah, that was me. Isn't it great that I did that?
Yeah, and wasn't she like, she was a fucking stripper, she got paid, and then the chick, her lawyer, what's, Gail, some, that fucking man-hating lawyer that's always everywhere? Rabinowitz, shut up, just because, because she's a lawyer, she has to be Jewish automatically?
I'm just saying, you know.
Okay, Kat.
Layup, you gotta slam dunk it.
I'm not going for the low-hanging fruit jokes.
Alright.
Yeah, well, you always gotta be Captain Obvious over there. Jesus.
Let him plug his book, because I'm curious what the book is about. Let him plug it.
Well, he's not gonna say the whole what the whole thing from A to Z is. You gotta buy this shit.
But I might buy it myself, so I'm curious to know what the book is about.
Nigga, you don't got no money.
You know, I'll tell you my favorite chapter in the book is it's the first chapter, and it's never ever ever hire a female attorney. And the reason it's my favorite is because, oh boy, there's a legal process that goes through, that you go through when you publish a book, and oh boy, did the women running that department not appreciate that chapter. They got us off on the wrong foot, so to speak. But I'll tell you what the book is about. It's basically, hey, you want to hire a woman lawyer? You know that at any moment she could get pregnant and just leave you in the lurch. Say, hey, I got to go shoot this baby out and then retire for the rest of my life. which happens rarely, I'll admit, but it happens. It happens at all. Fuck it.
Oh,
why
take
the risk?
Yeah, Gloria Allred. What do you think of Gloria Allred? She's the chick.
Rabinowitz.
No, her last name isn't Rabinowitz. It's Gloria Allred, her name. She's the one that she represented Crystal Magnum and now the 17-year-old girl that Lawrence Taylor had sex with. But he didn't know she was underage.
You know what I think about Gloria Allred?
Yeah.
I think that at some point in her life, someone did something very, very bad to her, and I wish they would do it again. she is so pissed off. She's so pissed off at everybody, and she is too smart to be as stupid as she is. She is too smart to fight for these maniacs that she always goes to bat for. So she must just hate everybody.
Well, it seems like she really just hates men because, I mean, Lawrence Taylor didn't even know, you know, that the chick was underage. But, you know, she wants him on the list for, like, freaking pedophilia and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, just what? You want to just ruin this guy's job life even more? And what? You're going to try to sue him so that way this hooker could get more money out of him? Come on.
Yeah, as if any of these guys should be held to the same standard as the rest of us anyway. You know how hard would it be, seriously, to be one of these superstars like Lawrence Taylor or any of these guys and have to, like, what, you got to give every pussy that gets thrown at you, you got to check her license? You got to give her like a credit report when she comes at you.
Yeah.
Saying do me, do me, do me. How much of a nightmare would that be?
Oh, it would be, because especially like you said, women lie. And they'll come out with a fake ID, and you know what? I don't know what a fake ID looks like. I'll look at it. Oh, okay, you were born in the 80s. All right, let's play ball. And then I just found out you were born 2 years ago, and I'm like, oh, damn.
Whoops.
Yep. No wonder the pussy was a little tighter
ago
than you. Hey, you never know. Chicks are getting looking a little bit more mature nowadays. No.
Well,
yeah,
funny.
No, I didn't. I didn't believe that when I was a kid. Like how it's so hard to tell, but man, it is.
Oh, it is. It's not fair. It really isn't fair. I mean, I live by a junior high school, and you start kicking it to this one chick. You say, "Hey, so where do you work?" "I'm in the sixth grade." "Oh no." No. No. That's not fair. That's almost as bad as, you know, you're getting hot and heavy with a chick. You go down on her, you get poked in the eye. Right, Benny? So why do you think feminists are trying to redefine what a man is?
Can I answer that question before he does?
All right, go ahead.
We can have an expert opinion and a butthead opinion.
Okay,
I can be the butthead.
Okay,
I'm the butthead.
I'll take either of those, man.
Anyways, here's something I experienced today. Okay, I hung out with a major, major dick-hating bitch. Okay, I can't stand this bitch. I would fucking cut her throat. So it's funny because I found out through somebody else that she has a man, right? So here's the point. I noticed that even dick-hating women still love the dick. Because we're sitting down, and she's looking at my eyes. She's like, "Oh, you have hazel eyes?" So, you know what that meant. The bitch was looking into my eyes, right? So even though despises me, right? And even though these women are like that, they still want the dick. And I work at a porno shop, and I'm starting to learn that it's the females that are the most disgusting and the horny ones that come in. Because I always thought, yeah, I'm going to get these old white guys that are going to come in, they're going to buy their pornos, and they're going to leave. No, it's the chicks that go into the porno section. It's the chicks that are constantly buying the dildos and the vibrators and the pocket rockets and all that bullshit. It's, they want to deny it until they do their dirt and close doors. That's why it's funny that working in a porn shop, I've gotten that perspective that they may say they don't like dick. They may say they don't like blowjobs and all this bullshit, but they are worse than us in that case. That's a butthead opinion. Now, for the expert opinion.
You know what, man? I'll tell you, you are so right there. They are obsessed with us. Women are obsessed with us.
And jealous.
I think even more, they're obsessed with dicks. They're jealous that we have them. They're jealous that we can do whatever we want with them. But, you know, you don't go over to one of your friend's house and he's got a fake woman's ass in his room. But chicks, do you go over? They got dildos hidden around everywhere. They're talking about them.
And their purses.
They pull them shits out like lightsabers and they have fights.
They love it, dude. They hate that they don't have them. They hate that the equipment is not built in.
And I'm telling you, in the store, they have every and anything you can imagine. They really had some fucking underwear that has like a sleeve for the vibrator with a remote control. I'm like, are you fucking serious? They have fucking candies made out of dicks. They have mints made out of dicks. Big fucking dick candy. They cock rings and this bullshit.
They have, they have dick burgers, dick shrimp, dick french fries, dick... You know, dick a la mode, dick eyes, dick. What is this? Are we going to have a Bubba Gump fucking?
They got a dick. They have that. They got pasta that's in the shape of dicks.
We got pasta dicks. Come to Dick's Dick Emporium.
You have a bachelorette party without all that shit.
Yeah.
And it's funny, and they really come in, and they're more nasty with it. And it's like, as I talk to them, even as a, because they don't usually hire straight males for obvious reasons. You know, females get intimidated in that case. But, you know, me, I'm mature or whatever.
No, you and, look like half a faggot already, all right? Shit, that's why they fucking hired you. You're fucking bald and you look like a skinny ass twink.
Anyways, the point of the matter is when I'm there selling or whatever, they start to open up. And I'm telling you, I've seen older women, it's just crazy. They just have no, then they go for the dick products. It's true. It's like they talk all that shit, and they always, and every time I sell a vibrator and I got to test it, they're like, oh, do you feel intimidated? Do you feel like you're going to get replaced? I'm like, no. Because that dick ain't going to pay your bills, right?
Nah.
Is that vibrator going to pay your bills? Is that vibrator going to drive you to go get your nails done? Is that vibrator going to listen to you fucking talk endlessly for hours? So we will never be replaced. They could be replaced.
Oh, can you yell at that vibrator when you're pissed off about something shitty that's happening to you today? Can you,
Why aren't you listening to me? Oh, what? Honey, my boobs are sore. Shut the fuck up.
They always say the guys are obsessed with sex, but we're not. We're not obsessed with sex like women are. It's a goal.
The guys just come
like,
in to buy pornos. That's it. The guys only come to buy pornos. That's it. And sex pills. That's all they buy.
And you know what? They use the porno for about 5 minutes or 7 minutes, and then they're done with it for the day.
Yeah,
I'm so surprised anybody still buys porn when you could get it free online and, you know, take care of business and, you know, you got the rest of your day. I mean, I can't be going around shopping for porn. I got shit to do.
Yeah, especially since you have a full-time job, right?
Yeah. Bite me.
Yeah.
Kiss
so
my ass.
Can I ask the expert another question? I read an article one time. I don't have the article with me, but I want your opinion on this. So it was talking about why they were saying successful, good-looking men, men with money, and all this shit, right? They can't understand, and young men too, why men want to go to whores and prostitutes and escorts, right?
Yeah.
So the obvious reason in the article was saying, you know, no drama, this and that and all that.
No,
what's your opinion on that?
You know, I answered this question recently. This girl asked me, I was on my way to a strip club with my friends, and she goes, oh, I want to come. I'm like, no, you're not coming. You're not coming to the strip club. Because in my opinion, women ruin strip clubs. I hate it. They suck all the attention away
Why do you like getting a lap dance? What's so good about her? How come you don't? Well, I can do that. Why don't you let me do that? Why can't we just stay home and I can strip for you? We can get a pole. You know? Oh, what? Isn't that cheating? That she's rubbing her ass on you? Oh, why come here and get hard, you know, and you go home with blue balls? It makes no sense. Shut the fuck up.
See, he does a good impression of a bitch because
exactly
he is a bitch.
So. I told her, look, the reason we go is not, no, it's not any of that shit. Yes, I know. See any number of girls naked, but these girls want us to see them naked. They're asking for it. And all they want for it is
a couple dollar bills.
Some cocaine. Yeah, that's the problem with that. It's a simple transaction.
You want to know something about whores in Dominican Republic? Because I know firsthand.
Okay.
Those bitches, we really made a deal. I'll pay half their rent for the month, which was like $100-something, and I got some sex. So would you tell me that those bitches are stupid? No. For one night, for me putting it anywhere I wanted, half their rent was paid. So a feminist... No, hold on a sec. So a feminist will say, oh, that's fucked up. How? She made money. I got what I wanted.
No one got hurt.
Feminist.
Yeah.
No, and the chick is on my Facebook.
I don't think feminists can explain it.
Think about it. And the chick is on my Facebook.
Let Dick Messick talk.
Back.
Let Mr. Masterson talk. What the fuck's wrong with you? Have some goddamn respect.
Sorry.
All right. You know what I love? You know, I hate to break in on a hooker story, but what I don't get about feminists is why do they have such a stick up their ass about women selling their bodies? What is wrong with that? Why do them, and by extension, everyone else is getting infected by their mindset. Why does everyone have such a stick up their ass about women selling their bodies?
Because the ugly women can't do it. That's what it is.
Hey, I think they can, man. Go on those escort ads. You'll see plenty of ugly chicks and plenty of fat ones, too.
Oh, well, that is true, but, you know, they're at deeply discounted prices. It's like, oh, you're like, what, 4'5", 300 pounds, you want $200, bitch, you're getting 40, and you are not allowed to look me in the face. In fact, if you get me done and within 5 minutes, you get a nice fucking Kit Kat bar, okay? Get to work. Chop, chop.
Through McDonald's afterwards.
No, I don't want to be seen with her. She could get to walking. In fact, if she walks and lose a couple pounds, maybe she could add a 50 more cents to her fucking bill. Get out of here.
It's true.
Come on. You know, I don't, you know, if you're going to buy a hooker, at least get one that looks good. Why do you have to give up when you're the customer? Come on, you don't go to McDonald's like you say and freaking pay for a moldy ass burger. No. You get something delicious. Yeah, did I just I killed it. Damn it.
No, it's okay. I'll pick it up. But you know what's the best part about chicks, though? That I find?
No, I think we're all thinking about delicious hookers. That's the problem now.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm telling you, I seen an escort the other day, and she was a bad bitch. Bad meaning good, obviously. Mm-hmm. She was sexy, and she didn't give a fuck. She was like, you know, if you got the money, and I'm like, okay, she's making good money. Don't you want to see ladies get paid? I mean, they usually have like 2-3 kids or whatever.
Yeah.
So therefore, they're
hey,
not going to need public assistance. You know, they're not going to need.
By the way, the looks, you know, where we're talking about ugly hookers only getting a couple of 20s for their services.
Yes.
The looks thing works both ways. I was at this brothel with a buddy of mine. He's about 300 pounds. Good guy, but oh god, he's big. You know, hooker sees that coming, and she sees a lot of work. So we get together the next morning. We take care of business at the house. We meet up the next morning, and he goes, "Wow, you know those hookers were expensive." I said, "Yeah, I guess they were." He goes, "I had to pay $350 for mine. What'd you have to pay?" I said, only $300. And he goes, "Oh, I thought they'd give you a much bigger discount." I said, "Yeah, that was $300 for two."
Oh, nice.
It goes, oh, well.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. We're not the only superficial ones in this arrangement.
Oh, well, it seems like women are more superficial than men because, I mean, me, like I said, I'm the fat guy. Shit, chicks come up to me to reject me, and I didn't even see them in the fucking room.
Damn.
And I'm like, oh shit, where the fuck you came? You know, I have a bitch coming out like freaking Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible. I think you're ugly, and go back up into the ceiling. I'm like, what the fuck? So I start looking at myself in the mirror like, nigga, you gotta get your situation straight. Because it's starting to get ridiculous. Either I lose weight or I start snuffing bitches and putting shit in their drinks just to fucking get a nut.
You know,
there's a good luck fat guy game. Is that true? I heard there's a way you can target your game specifically for chicks that are into big guys. What's your experience been with that?
Dude, I just lower my standards and date retards.
Damn. So she's partially blind in one eye?
Yeah, well, and I just give her a slug and blind the other one and deaf the other side. So, yeah. If it wasn't for date rape, I wouldn't get laid.
I told you, we sell pills that, you know, stimulate the coochie juices, so.
Yeah, well, then I gotta get a blowgun and just, like, catch him and then just jump in. I'm like, are you ready? So, anyways, we got a shout-out for you, Dick. It's, we got Nicole in the chat room. She says she thinks you're great, and she agrees with a lot of things. Yeah, a lot of what you say.
Well, thanks, Nicole. She should join my classy broad.
Yes.
Have you seen my crew of classy broads on my website?
Yes, I did. That men are better than women on their boobies. It's fantastic. I think it's hilarious that, you know, especially she says anytime, doll. Yeah.
Hey, all right. I'll tell you, those girls, they make it all worth it. There's nothing like sitting around at a nice classy dinner with your family and your phone's lighting up with a nice picture of a big old set of tits with your book written across them, man.
Exactly.
You pass that around. Get a lot of affirmative nods from the men.
Yes. Solid, yes. So,
I'll probably purchase the book. I was thinking about it. I was like, I haven't read something that was like... Because you're right. It's something that we all think about, something we all talk about. It's just someone hasn't really stepped up since what? Andrew Dice Clay?
And even he got pussy whipped when he got older.
Yeah.
It's like...
He fucking died out.
Yeah, he did. He did. As soon as he got married, had a couple kids, he's just not funny no more.
So at this point, you went on a Tyra Banks show and did this?
Yeah, that shit kind of pissed me off.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Wait. Okay, went on a Tyra Banks show and did this. If you go on The View...
Hold on a second.
If you go on The View,
sure.
I'll send you $100.
Oh, thanks, man. $100. How'd you do that?
Yeah, he'll take your $100 and wipe his ass with it. What the fuck are you coming for?
I'm saying it's a fucking donation.
He fucking deals with K's, not fucking hundreds. What's wrong with you? Show this man some goddamn respect.
I'm trying to show him respect, but you're fucking taking my legs out. I'm trying to have a conversation. So my challenge to you is you go on The View. Because I'll tell you, that's the show I hate the most. And you probably hate it as well.
Word.
Joy Behar is a motherfucker. That's it.
Oh, I fucking hate that bitch. I fucking hate that bitch. Hey, would you double it to 200 if I grab Elizabeth Hasselbeck's ass while I'm on there?
Dude, double it. If you make it fucking anal, if you fucking bend over the table and shove it up her asshole, I'll put in 100.
I'll put 10,000 in there if you can give Whoopi Goldberg a relaxer. I'll give you 10 grand if you can put some relaxer in her fucking dreads. She needs to cut them shits off. She's not from Africa. She's from fucking, what is she, West Coast? Right? Isn't she like from Oregon or something?
I have no idea, man.
I'm not up on my Whoopi trivia.
But Joy Behar, oh man, I hate, and it's funny, you see how it brings out that anger? I feel angry now, yeah, I feel like punching someone.
Yeah, female comedians are never funny, and except for maybe, Lisa Lampanelli. But only then she gets old after like 5 minutes. I'm like, alright, how many times can you make fucking big black dick jokes?
Yeah.
It's like, all right,
Ellen?
Bitch, we get it. Oh,
what about Ellen?
Oh, that dyke.
Ellen, I don't even think she tells jokes, does she?
No.
Actually, I've never heard a lot of female comedians ever tell a joke. Tell me a joke. Oh, my mom hates me. Yeah, that's not a joke, sweetie.
Yeah.
That's a fucking joke.
I remember one time I was dating this guy, and you know how guys, they stick your penis in your vagina?
Ha 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 ha
Fucking Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman, she's cute, but she really needs to start doing porno and stop fucking trying to be funny. I'm getting tired of her fucking, you know, Jewish ass all the time. Yeah, it's like, all right. The only funny thing I ever seen Sarah Silverman do is get her her nose punched in that movie Way of the Gun. That one scene where her man gets pushed aside and Ryan Phillippe just starts bam, 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 because I'm like, you know how many times I just want to knock a bitch out.
Wait, can you do some more female stand-up?
Okay.
That was fucking gold.
Yeah, that was funny.
Nah, thanks for putting me on the spot. You know, ladies, you know that time of the month when your cunt bleeds? I know that sucks, right? Don't you ladies like it when you have a problem and you just don't tell your husband because you think he's a fucking psychic? Dressing like a hooker, and then you see a guy staring, you start covering up because you feel offended, like you should be treated like a lady.
Oh, stop, please.
Okay, last one. Put your tables in their upright and locked position. Hey, girls. Do you like it when a guy doesn't pay attention to you, and when you say hi, he ignores you because he's trying to keep his job, so you get upset and you accuse him of rape, even though he didn't touch you? Let's throw a sec. That's how you teach a guy how to respect a woman. You accuse him of sexual harassment. That's nice. Thanks, girls.
Unless he's too good looking. Then no one will believe you.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you look like me, I'm getting life.
I'm still laughing at the penis one. He's like, "Don't you like when they stick the penis?" You know, that's really probably most of the female comedians in the history of female comedy.
Yeah, it's
and
like
he summed it up in 5 jokes. Nice.
Well, yeah, because they follow a formula. First they talk about their mother, then they talk about their relationships, then they talk about either raising kids if they're a mother, and like, you know, I have a boy, and he doesn't make any sense. You know why? Because he doesn't have a vagina. That's his problem. Dude, speaking about something like that, dude, I saw this.
You don't think it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's it takes a lot. Like you got to be able to shock people with comedy. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to tell uncover some truth that everybody's a little uncomfortable about.
Exactly.
And with guys, I think we're pretty honest about ourselves, and we bust each other's balls constantly.
Oh no,
so
it's an Olympic sport.
Something.
In New York, it's an Olympic sport. I mean, this motherfucker right here is always constantly calling me, trying to break my nuts until I fucking, like, tell him the truth about his whole fucking existence. And then that's when he shuts the fuck up. Anyways, we got a caller on, Joanne MJ. Joanne, how are you doing?
I am doing very fine. I'm very interested in this topic you're going to talk about. El hombre machismo, right?
Yes, machismo, yes.
Yeah.
Were you listening? Were you hearing what we were talking about? Please say no.
Yeah, no. I kinda got cut off, but I would love to know what were you talking about. Are you trashing men or what?
Orale.
Trashing men? Oh no, baby. We're talking about how hot those macho men are to you women. What do you think about that?
Well, if you think a woman's into a guy because he's hot, then that's machismo has nothing to do with that at all. It's way beyond that.
What?
All right, Joanne.
Everything women say, I did not understand you.
Yeah. She said, she basically said, blah, 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 blah. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, she said, looks don't matter to a woman.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. And Joanne, you know, me and you, we grew up together.
You cannot judge all women for one. Why you say that's bullshit? You can't judge all women because one woman in your life probably thought that.
Come on. Yeah, you can.
Hey, Joanne.
You can judge all women.
Give me one example. Let me get this.
Wait. Sure. Dick, let me get this. Joanne, we grew up together, correct?
Right.
How come you're not going out with me?
Because you're machista.
Yeah, okay.
But it has less to do with your looks.
What does it have? I seen the guys you date.
Okay, what kind of guys I've dated so far?
I saw your husband. I mean, you must have been drinking when you married him. But
yeah, I was.
Yeah.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, but I mean, I seen your past.
Second off, I wasn't married to him with love. I was forced into getting married with him.
Oh, why?
Second and third of all, he's not my husband no more.
Oh.
Thank God.
So you're saying you're single now?
I'm happily single.
You're happily single.
Enjoying my single life. There's nothing better in this world than being single.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who else, for now
until next month you get the boyfriend.
Yeah.
When the bills
start coming in, then she'll find a man.
Yes.
That's so wrong. I pay my own bills.
Or do you pay your bills, or you know, tax the office pay your bills, child support?
I don't go into child support. I don't want my daughter later on growing up and saying, oh, my mom had to get my dad paying child support for me.
Or New York State.
Whatever it is, but I don't. I think women that go for that are so pathetic.
There's a lot of them, so you think a good majority are pathetic?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
This is why probably I don't get along with women.
Oh.
Probably go down my. If I were to give you 1 minute to go down my phone book list, you would see maybe 5 female numbers in my cell phone, and I include my mother and my aunt.
And do you like them?
I just don't get along with women. They're so, like, women nowadays are so confused and up in their brains. They got, like, twisted rules.
They're crazy.
I could go all night on that subject.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
And what makes you not crazy? Hold on a second. Wait, I want to know, what is it that makes you not crazy?
I'm a normal person. I am not abnormal like all these women nowadays. Mm-hmm. Right, Lou?
Yeah, put me on the spot. You're not dating me.
Yeah, answer. You know me. We grew up together.
Yeah, and I still don't understand your fucking reasoning sometimes.
So you won't? You wouldn't take a shot at Louis? You wouldn't give him a shot?
I probably would, but knowing the fact that he is so machista, I wouldn't, because I hate men that are machista.
You really? No, hold on a second.
You want a homo, that's what it is.
Wait. You think he's machista? Him?
Yeah, he is.
He is not machista at all.
Oh, yes, he is.
No, he is not. People don't even know he's Puerto Rican.
Get the fuck out of here.
They think he's Mexican.
No, I've gotten fucking Italian. I've gotten Sicilian.
An embarrassment to my race, but
dude, you're an embarrassment to your own race, nigga. I always have to fucking tell the truth about you.
Where you from?
I'm Italian.
Oh my God, I'm talking to an Italian. Great, I had a boss that was Italian.
Yeah.
Worked for him over 7 years for down the stairs. I have to this day. I have a herniated disc in my back, and I never told him, man.
But here's the thing. What makes him machista? Let's start to break down what a woman's opinion is on machista.
Well, not on a woman's opinion, but in my opinion that I know him personally.
Well, you're a woman, right?
Technically.
Not just any woman. Shut up, Lou. Not just any woman. Just the fact that I'm a woman that knows him since we grew up together, like you said.
Okay. Okay, so what makes him a machista? Does he wear a guayabera and walks
like,
around with a fedora?
Like, for example, he just said right now, oh, you're divorced and whatnot. So he's like, so who pays the bills? Child support? I don't need a man. Well, I need to go through that to get child support for my child.
And for the record,
yeah, but there's a high percentage, so he's using logic.
You can't judge all women for one. You cannot judge all of them like that. Not all
women. Yeah, but you could use percentages to give a general.
Exactly.
He did a guesstimation. I mean, I'm not going to knock on, you know, scientific. If a large percentage of women.
When apple is rotten, doesn't mean they're all rotten.
Yeah, but what's the percentage?
Hey, can I ask a question, guys?
You make it sound like women are like a piece of trash without men. You know, we could do it without you guys. You guys are not like God's gift to this world.
Well, that is true, but you guys won't. And Mr. Masterson, what's your question?
Why you say we won't? Do you know me like that? Do you know me on that standard of level that you could say that exactly about me? Tell me, can you answer that question? Am I like that?
Why are you getting so defensive? Are you gonna stab me in the chest like Crystal Magnum?
Yes, with a knife.
fucking wait till I'm asleep. Jesus, relax. Mr. Masterson, you have a question?
Well, I think you just asked it. I was gonna say, you know, why is it that generalizations are so offensive to women? Joanne, I was going to ask you, why do you think women are offended by generalizations? Because I don't think men are. You could say men are this, men are that, and if it doesn't apply to me, I'm going to think, whatever, fuck you. But it seems like women are very offended by generalizations about them.
Not all women are like that. In my case, I'm like that because I know who I am. I'm very open-minded. I speak what's on my mind. I don't keep nothing shut.
No, but I think you made a great point because I've heard a lot of females say the same thing as you're saying. I've heard so many females repeat the same shit. And I think you made a great point because it's true. How many times
women can repeat the same thing?
Not all
women can walk the talk. You know what I mean? Walk the walk.
But hold on a second. How many times do women say, oh, all men are all the same, they only want one thing? All men are like dogs. It's true. I don't get pissed off when I hear that.
Yeah, no.
I just brush it off as, oh, that's another angry single mother. Oh, that's just another dumb bitch that probably got fucked by her boyfriend and then he left her.
Yeah.
But a chick takes it to the heart, though. A chick goes, oh, but I'm an independent woman and I bust my ass. So who cares? You're doing what you're supposed to.
Yeah, if I could read some stuff in the chat room. I don't think Louis is all that macho, says Nicole. He just ain't a punk. If Louis is your friend, he totally has your back. I'd say that is macho. No, I say that is loyal and a real man because it usually reflects on them. I don't get mad at generalizations. Nicole says I don't get mad at generalizations because it don't apply to me. Diane goes, women.
There we go. One woman standing up.
Yeah, women. Yeah, Diane says.
Yay, Nicole.
Yeah, Diane says women are offended by generalizations because we have had so many thrown at us for so long. Even my father told me that men only want one thing. He said it to warn me. So, and of course, Maggie being a wise ass, he goes, "All men are bastards." one phrase women always use.
Yay for her too.
Oh, okay. Well, I know who my daddy is. Shit. You know who my daddy is.
You look just like your father.
Yeah, Pachanga.
Yeah.
From Carlito's Way.
So,
Aren't we brothers and sisters?
No.
You never know.
No, not when I want to do you. Moving on.
Yeah.
Mr. Masterson, is there still a place to be chivalrous towards women? For example, opening a door, pulling out a chair, protecting them from danger, or treating them with respect?
Well, yeah, man. Hey, I open my car doors for women all the time. Because whenever I don't, they ding the fuck out of them. They open them into parking meters.
They open them into trees. You know that thing when your car's kind of parked close to the curb and someone will just jerk the door open and it will scrape on the sidewalk and all of a sudden your car's like teetering on the... Every fucking time. Every time they do that with my door. So, yeah. There's still an opportunity.
You guys
want to
know what's funny?
Okay, go ahead. What's funny?
No, this is really funny. It's
okay.
Like, my mother's like probably the, one of the... I caught that. This is what I'm going to say. My mother's probably one of the biggest Machitas women you will ever know. I get in the cab with her. She goes down the stairs, gets in the cab, and she goes to the door of me. I'm like, can you go down so I can get in the car? And she's like, talking to me, Spanish. La, la, vuelta. Go around. You can go around the cab. You're young. Walk around to the other side. I'm like, what? I felt like I was the man and my mother was my date.
Rickets.
Hold on. Hold on. Jesus.
You ready? She's going to have to suicide herself.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Yeah. She got to.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Females are fucking corny. What? Seriously, as a female, why are you guys so fucking corny all the time?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
They're fucking corny.
Why you say that?
They just are.
Because,
I don't understand.
Because...
You just illustrated the point. It's like, what makes you guys fucking laugh is this dumb shit. It just doesn't fucking make sense. It's like what Louis said before. It's like, don't you hate it when your man puts his penis in me? It's like, that's what it is. It's just dumb woman whatever. It's like, why is that funny? Have you ever seen when there's a group of men and we're laughing and then the chick is not laughing?
Oh, no, don't you hate it when a bunch of guys are together, they're making a joke, but the chick wants to be down so bad, she comes in, she makes a joke, and the guys just look at each other like, what the fuck, and they just disperse like a bunch of roaches after they turn on the light. They're like, no, fuck it! Like, no
maybe
one wants
to. Get mad at your friend for bringing that bitch
maybe
out,
maybe she
too.
Wasn't
like,
trying
why?
To be funny. Maybe she was just being realistic and serious.
You were trying to be funny.
But how is that funny? Realistic and serious? That sounds like cancer at a fucking funeral home. I mean, come on.
You get the wrong place.
For real. It's like you want to laugh. You don't want to fucking be serious. Oh, yes. Cancer is serious.
Let me... I'm going to... Don't you hate it? Don't you hate it when... Like, let's say...
She was just expressing her emotions.
Don't you hate it? Don't you hate it when Tom Hanks, you know, was dying of cancer in Philadelphia and he had all those sores?
You're funny.
You know what I... Oh, God.
And they really do talk about themselves.
Are you having fun? Did you just hear that? Are you having fun?
Yes, we are. Us three are having fun, and you are not having fun.
Yeah.
Even though you did have that funny story about the cab and how you went from one side of the cab to the other side of the cab.
It was an epic story. Did you have to fight Zoran and throw a fucking the ring of power down like the sewer drain?
Shut up.
We're just
moving along.
Oh man. Dude, I mean, that was your joke was more funny than the rape scene in Platoon.
I was gonna say the rape scene in Deliverance, but fuck.
Good night.
All right, gonna yeah. What's your quote? And tone.
Nothing.
Okay.
She's going to watch a novella. Leave her alone.
Yeah, it's
actually a good novella they gave on Telemundo. I never miss it.
You see, and she's talking about the novella like we really care. That's how sick they are.
Yeah, Joanne.
Spanish women are really that sick. Talk to a Spanish chick.
Joanne.
This is a good example.
And silence. So, God. Damn, all right.
He's like, let me talk about my novella.
I would rather watch the rape scenes in Monster, fucking Bully, fuck.
What about Men in Black? There was a rape scene in Men in Black?
No. Wait, what? No,
I don't think so.
No. No, the you got the name of the movie wrong. It was Men Who Are Black. That was definitely a rape scene in that movie. All right, hold on. Joanne, you still there? And no. All right. All right. There we go.
You're going to want to watch and replay all the episodes you already saw. That's how good the novella is.
You see the sickness? You see the sickness?
You know.
I'm going to buy that book.
Sickness. It's just, you know when there's a
I'm
going to
buy the book.
Shut up.
We got to buy this book. Promote it one more time. The title of the book.
The title of the book is Men Are Better Than Women. You could get it at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. You guys got to get this. If you have a son or a nephew that you love and you don't want them hurt, get them this book. And even if you have a daughter, get her this book and smack her upside the head with it. Because you know what, this will be a lovely change up from the phone book. I mean, I think I was bagging on Asian people yesterday. My theory on why elderly Asian women look all bent over all the time, that was from the years of rape, spousal rape. But I think many Asian women have flat faces because, you know, their husbands keep, like, slamming them in the face with the phone book. Like, bam! Shut up! God! Hold on. What's the name of the novella, Joanne?
Very Funny.
Oh, okay, Very Funny. All right, everybody watch Very Funny on Telemundo, where obviously, which is a feminist dream because only the men cry in novellas. And I mean, this is how unrealistic novellas are. The women who are like at the age of 50 are still hot in novellas. That is so unrealistic. that and only the men cry is like, Maria, por qué?
And then it's like you know, gets that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, who the fuck is writing these novellas? It's like they it's like a nice salsa song in the beginning, and it's like, okay.
Yeah. These novellas nowadays are based on real books.
Yeah.
You're just so ranking on me. Wait until I see you.
We're gonna
get it so hard.
Ooh. You heard that? I'm getting laid. you know where I live. Just put the baby in the stroller and come over.
Get a babysitter. What's wrong with you, baby strollers? You want to laugh? All right, let me tell you a quick story. There was this girl that...
Don't you hate it when girls put their penises in the guy's vagina? What?
Look, quick story, right? There was this chick. She did her taxes at my office. So I seen her, and I was in a pizzeria. So real young, and she's with the baby stroller. So I went to go open the door, but she had opened it in the meantime. So you know what she said? Her obvious answer? I'm used to this.
Oh, she hung up. Joanne
like,
hung
damn.
Up.
Damn.
Joanne hung up.
Oh,
down goes Frasier. Down goes Frasier.
I'm the baddest man in the world.
Oh, and you know what? Really? And she's a Hispanic woman, too. I really am tempting fate because she will try to cut me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a razor blade in her mouth.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, she's not black. She hides it in her bra like a lady.
She can give you a smiley face on your neck. From ear to ear, you'll be smiling all day.
No, in my luck, she's going to fucking carve her name and her man's name in my ass. So, yeah. Oh, well. It is what it is. It is what it is. I just got to get cut nowadays, you know? That's the new hotness.
Wait, she has a man or she's single?
I think you made a good start in there, man.
What happened?
I think you made a good start in there. I think you made some headway with that one. Pissing them off is the first step.
Oh, well,
yeah, they love that.
Yeah, I have no problem.
And the abuse?
Yeah, I have no problem pissing them off. It's just that they just stay hating. That's the issue.
You gotta flash some money.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think I'm being smart when I flash them the Monopoly money, thinking they won't know the fucking difference. But bitches know the difference.
Yeah, then they do a kingpin, and you end up with a fucking wooden hand. Remember that shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait, was that? I don't remember now. Don't get Munson. That's all.
Oh, God. Can we get another woman to call in?
Just do God. A female voice, and dude, we'll just interview you.
Dude, she was just... I mean,
all right, poor... guys. Yeah. Hey, I gotta put a button on it here. I gotta take off.
Yeah, I mean, we already went 10 minutes overtime. Like to thank Mr. Dick Masterson for coming on the show. It was an honor to have him on. His website is menarebetterthanwomen.com, spelled out. menarebetterthanwomen.com. His book are Men Are Better Than Women. You can get this at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com, or you can go on crowdshotradio.com. I have it sticky. What you do is you click on the book, and it takes you to the Amazon.com just to make it easy. And, definitely check him out. It was a pleasure having him on. Anytime we could rank on chicks, it is a good show for me. So, yes, thank you, Mr. Dick Masterson.
If you got a toilet, get the book. It's a good read on the toilet.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, guys. It's good talking to you.
Alrighty. Joanne's calling back. Joanne?
You guys are so bad.
What?
You guys are terrible.
Well, aren't you watching your novella?
Isn't that like a better subject to talk good about tonight?
No, this was the subject. See, I schedule topics and we talk about them. We don't change it because, you know, Joanne, you know, is
90%
this was a fucking funny show, though. I'm not going to lie. This was a very funny show, very informative.
Yeah.
You see, you should have more shows like this instead of those. See, he was pretty funny.
Yeah.
This was a good look. Maybe you should write a book.
Yeah, Joanne. Joanne, can you write?
I'm not her. No. I'm talking about you.
Oh, me? I should write a book?
The only thing fucking girls can write is a fucking, what do you call that? Order of protection.
Actually, that's a lie, because the officer types it up for them. The only thing they can write is a signature on the bill that is linked to your credit card.
Yes. when are you writing your book?
I'm going to write my memoirs in 2012, just to say, hey, I ain't dead yet. So anyways, again, got to end the show, but thank you, Mr. Dick Masterson. Like to give a big shout-out to Casey, Maggot, Kiko, Diane, and Anon. Joanne, thank you for calling in and being a good sport. You're a good egg. You're a good egg, you. And goddamn Benny Carnero. Yes.
I'm a good egg.
You're a good egg. You're a good egg. And So go have fun and buy yourself some neat.
So how you know I'm not your sister?
Trying to do you.
I'm gonna laugh. All right, guys.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you, I'm out.
That's it. There we go.
Yeah.
Anyways, this has been a Crowd Shot Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.